The constant gunfire during the Las Vegas mass shooting had many speculating that the gunman was using an automatic weapon, but Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo had a different explanation.
We are aware of a device called a bump stock, and that enables an individual to speed up the discharge of ammunition.
So what is this bump stock that the sheriff is talking about? Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, and we appreciate it, Clark Aposhian with the Utah Shooting Sports Council. Thanks a lot for being here. A simple question. What is this bump stock thing they're talking about? How does it work?
Well, what it is, it's a replacement stock that would, you know, it's the stock, the portion that fits on your shoulder. It's a replacement stock for that. It has no, you know, automatic mechanical function whatsoever. It essentially is just a loose-fitting stock that in order to use it, you know, the shooter's got to apply constant forward pressure on the firearm's forehand, and then with the backhand, their shooting hand, they have to apply rearward pressure, and it essentially allows the recoil impulse of the firearm to work against your trigger finger.
So basically, it's wiggling the finger so that you're firing faster than you could by yourself.
Well, actually, it's not wiggling the finger. You have to affirmatively push back or pull, push forward and pull back for each shot. It just allows you to do it a lot quicker. But the ATF reviewed this about 7-8 years ago and said that it's just a firearm part. It has no automatically functioning mechanical parts or springs or anything like that, and it's essentially a replacement stock. People have been doing what they call bump firing for many, many, many years with semi-automatic firearms, just holding their finger in such a way and applying forward pressure on the firearm to get the exact same thing. This stock just makes it a little easier.
So I want to make sure this is completely legal.
Absolutely. Yeah, the ATF has given a letter about, like I said, about 7-8 years ago to the first one of the original manufacturers of this called Slide Fire, referred to as a bump fire stock or bump stock, and saying that, yeah, it was absolutely perfectly legal.
So if this is out there and people know about it, is the bump stock something that's widely sold?
You know what? They widely advertise it, and if you look on their website, yeah, you know, this thing turns it into a machine gun. It really doesn't. It's very finicky. It's unreliable. It's just not consistent. It takes a learned technique to get to use this thing well. It's still not going to be quite as fast as a true machine gun, and that's the first thing I noticed when I heard the gunfire. That there was a change in cycle rate and it wasn't quite as fast.
But so you're talking about target practice. The use of it at Mandalay Bay was completely different. It was just blast everything in sight.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't. And honestly, I've used them before. You can't really get that accurate. But you know, when you're firing into a mass of people, sadly, you're going to hit something.
Thank you for explaining something that was rather puzzling from the sheriff this afternoon. We appreciate it, Clark Aposhian with the Utah Shooting Sports Council. We appreciate you coming on the line.